Tonight in All Things Considered, it's the Americans versus the British in the first great transatlantic wine challenge.
The room was elegantly decorated, the lighting perfect, and the glassware shined as the rival teams approached the dining table. They raised their goblets of vintage wine, sampled the bouquet, and took their first sip. The Napa Valley Wine Olympics, held recently in Northern California, were off to a running start. Gina Ellison prepared this report.
When you taste wine, you try to get mouth contact impressions.
Oaky.
Overweight.
Mouth-watering.
Intense pungent smell.
It's insipid. Luscious. Flabby.
Flabby?
Fruit.
Legs.
Rich.
Austerity's gone.
Tannin.
Spice.
Sweet.
Lack of balance.
Absolutely ripe.
Vegetable rot.
Grass.
Petrol.
Marvelous.
Wine words at the first great transatlantic wine tasting challenge. The just-formed American wine team challenges the undefeated British team to a taste-off at the Beringer Vineyards in California's Napa Valley. This is the table where the contest will be held. Flowers, flasks of water, crackers, several U.S. and British flags, all neatly arranged on a crisp white damask tablecloth. And there are 10 spittoons lined up in a row.
The spitter, these in the middle here.
And what do you do with them?
Spit the wine into it.
You mean you don't drink it?
Of course not. You take it in your mouth and chew it, make disgusting noises, think about it and analyze what's there, the fruit, the tannin, the acidity, and all these things that are in it. And when you've done that, you spit it out. You couldn't possibly drink it all, otherwise you'd be under the table before you'd finished tasting.
By profession, the five members of each team range from a banker to a teacher to an opera singer. But by hobby, they have a lot in common. As wine-tasting amateurs, they all responded to wine quizzes in the newspaper and were chosen from there. Now, several months and rigorous training sessions later, they're ready to take the challenge.
What we've got for you today are seven questions coming up, and what we really want them to do, as far as we're concerned, is simply identify them, okay? We would want you to say not just Burgundy, but Chablis Côte, Nuits Côte, de Beaune Côte, Chalonnay Côte, Mâconnais, Haute-Médoc, Graves, Saint-Emilion, Pomerol, Côte de Bourg, Côte de Blaye, Chablis Côte, Nuits.
Well, do you think your team's going to win?
Well, we hope we are, of course.
Oh, yes, we won't be allowed back in England if
we
don't.
We might have some very good palates here in California. I think we do. We've trained hard for this. We have an advantage is that we've got some California wines in here.
Oh, Americans always have a chance, and we hope to give them a good battle.
Haute-Médoc, Graves, Saint-Emilion, Pomerol, Côte de Bourg, Côte de Blaye, Napa, Sonoma, Amador, Monterey, Mendocino. You're not going to be asked to split it down further than that. Fine, I think that's all. Little battle commence.
Look at all those black glasses. How do they work?
Well, what we've got in the first one, you see, are sparkling wines. And one of the things we're asking them to do is to tell the difference between a Blanc de Blanc and a Blanc de Noir. Well, in California, if you make a Blanc de Noir, the color is very slightly rosé, and it shows instantly, so there's not a lot of point if they can see it.
What we're trying to do is, I think, just create a little bit more interest as far as international tastings. There really has never been California wines in any of these tastings. It's always been European. And I think this sort of breaks an old-time prejudice.
I suspect the main purpose of this competition is publicity. However, it does foster more interest in wines in general and show a lot more interest on the part of Americans in the finer things in life, evaluating wine.
Okay, time's up.
How do you think you're doing here?
Right now I'm not too sure because I think I've had too much to drink.
Well, how many glasses has it been? Do you have any idea?
Let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 16.
You're giggling.
Yes, definitely.
Wine is such a varied and elegant beverage.
Keeps you fit. Well, I'm coming up to 78, and I don't think I'm too bad for my age. I mean, it's wonderful stuff. You should never drink water, you know, it's fatal.
At last, about 3 hours and 33 wines later, the results are in.
The competition came out close. The English have a total of 147, and the Californians a total of 131. So the English have won it by a 16-point spread.